Welcome to the Binge Breakers podcast. I'm Jacqueline. I am here to teach you how I overcame bulimia and my binge eating disorder, and how you can too. Through simple steps of mind management, repairing your relationship with yourself, understanding your habits, and intuitive eating.
Disclaimer, this recording is not intended to be used as medical advice, nor is it advice from a doctor. I am a coach, a recovery coach, and I offer advice from my own experience and my clients, but please, if you think you are in need of medical help, seek it immediately. We'll also be talking about subjects such as binging and purging, depression, and other sensitive topics, so if those trigger you, please listen at your own discretion. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. So this is going to be a short and sweet podcast, but I wanted to tell you about some sort of stupid thing that I'm doing and why I'm doing it, and you can learn from it. I am doing a 30-day journal challenge on Instagram. So every day at 8 a.m., I am showing up live to do the journal challenge. We're on day two now, as I'm speaking today, Tuesday, April 9th. And we're going to be doing it for 30 days. And rain or shine, I'm going to show up at 8 a.m. to journal live on my Instagram subscription feed. So it's not free. It's 99 cents on Instagram. If you want to join, you can join. If you've been a current member or have been a past client or member of my programs, you should be able to access it for free in the Facebook group, the lives. But either way, I'm going live and I'm going to share snippets for free too. So if you aren't following me on Instagram, definitely go check that out anyway, because you will see a little bit of the process. And I'll show little sneak peeks and gems that I find from it. But the reason that I'm doing this, and we're going to doing it for 28 more days, is because one, I love journaling. Like I have journaled for a long time, but I started consistently journaling around 2020, 2021. I've kept a life journal going for about 9 years, and I started it around when I was going to Manchester, and I found it the other day, and every few like weeks I probably write in it now pretty consistently, but sometimes I'll put it down for a year and then pick it back up and write in it. But this year and a few other years of my life, I write in it consistently. But all that to say, journaling has been a big part of my life for reasons that I'm going to get into soon. But I was thinking, as I have a lot of adventures coming up in my life and things I'm trying to do this year, like I'm working towards a lot of big goals. I want to work remotely in a country for 1 year, and I'm hoping to do that, or a different country for 1 month, not 1 year. And I'm hoping to do that around June. And I'm also wanting to run a marathon this year. I've already signed up for the race, and I want to move to a different apartment. Like I have lots of different things that I'm trying to do, and I want to make help more people in my business. So all of those things require consistent focus and intention, and you have to show up for them daily, and showing up for them daily is sometimes hard. So journaling, even though I've been doing it consistently for a while, is more than ever important for me to keep on doing on a daily basis. And especially as I'm going through such a transformation myself, I thought it'd be fun to share it with my followers, an experience of here's what I do every single day, every morning, to help myself achieve the goals that I supposedly want to get to. And those are really important for me. And this is what I do on a daily basis to help myself stay focused on those things. So I thought that would be beneficial alone, and it'd just be a little bit of accountability for me, and see what happens when I journal religiously every single day. And I do journal pretty much every day, but on the weekends, sometimes I skip it. Sometimes on a busy day, I'm not as in depth in it. I'll just write a quick to-do list, and that's okay. There may be times in my journal challenge where I do that, but this time I really want to get into every day, not only writing a to-do list, but then writing down, you know, what are my goals? What's important to me? What am I grateful for? Different questions for different days, but like what results do I want to do today? What challenges are going to come up? How am I going to overcome those things? That sort of stuff. So that's kind of the theme where this came from. But the few reasons that I love journaling, and a lot of people I find hate journaling, and they hate it because they think it seems excessive. Like I was just talking with another person the other day about how like, oh, you can just record yourself. Like we were talking about the Survivor show or whatever. And I was like, man, if I could only bring so many things with me, I would bring a journal and a pen so I could write down about my experience of being in the wilderness alone. And they're like, well, they film everything. It's not like you need a journal. Everything's recorded. And I'm like, yeah, but they're not capturing what's going on in their head, you know? And he's like, well, you could speak out loud. And I'm like, I don't know. I'd still want a journal to record my private thoughts and have that record. There's something to writing onto the paper and putting your thoughts there that I think is is very important. So I believe it's super important. And here are the reasons why. Let's just get into it. So the first reason that I want to journal for 30 days and why I'd recommend you journal for 30 days, either solo or coming along with this challenge with me, is that it helps keep your mind clear. So the first day of the journal challenge, I just did a brain dump because my brain was super cluttered from 2 days of not really going over with anything, not knowing what I was supposed to do. I showed up to Monday kind of like just hitting the ground running. And so journaling is a way to declutter your mind, especially if you're just doing a brain dump. Like a lot of people don't know what to write. And sometimes it's like just write whatever thoughts come to mind in your head, literally bullet point fashion. Just, and I don't know what exactly I wrote. I think it was like, oh, I'm feeling not so great about my body today. I'm having these things go on, and I have this big stressful situation happening soon that I have been procrastinating on, and all that sort of stuff. Think about it like you're taking everything out of your messy closet, and that way you can take it out and look at it and organize it and then put back what needs to be put back in properly, and the other stuff you can just throw out and deal with and whatever you need to do. So it keeps your mind clear. Journaling, it keeps your mind organized. If you're anything like me, I don't have a photographic memory, and my thoughts are, I hear like a voice speaking in my head for sure, but my thoughts sometimes are like a drive-by, and they come by so quickly and they just flash before my brain, and it's kind of hard for me sometimes to capture all of them and to really literally know what's going on. And they're sometimes more abstract things rather than cohesive thoughts. So taking it all out, sometimes that's helpful for not only organizing it, but when your mind is so cluttered, it's really hard to see what's actually important. And so for me, my intentions this year are to work remotely for 1 year, for 1 month in a different country and help more people and all that sort of stuff. And so when my mind is so cluttered, I lose sight of that, and I lose sight of what's important even to do today. And I start messing up on tasks, and I start letting very important but minor things fall by the wayside because I'm not keeping my own mind clean. So I think that's one amazing benefit of journaling. If that were only reason you journal, I think that's a good reason to journal. The other thing is to stay focused. That's a big reason I think journaling is helpful every single day, especially writing down thoughts you want to think on purpose, what your goals are. Every day in this journal challenge so far, and I plan to probably keep on doing it, I'm writing down on the side of my to-do list, you know, what are my goals? Why am I doing any of the things that I'm doing? Why should I show up and make a podcast? Why should I do an Instagram live daily? Why should I make this content for people? Why should I practice running today? And then literally right by those to-do list things, I have my main goals of, well, someday I want to run a marathon. I'm hoping June 1st to book a one-way ticket somewhere. I'm hoping that I can have financial freedom, all those sorts of things. So that's why it's really important to do these things today, even if they don't seem directly related. They're not going to immediately give my result that I want long-term, but they're certainly going to give me something. So staying focused. Journaling can help you really each day be like, what do I need to keep track of today? What's actually important versus what is my brain just randomly giving me to do. So that's important. And then presence is another reason why I'm doing this. And when you take 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, so the journaling's taking me longer for this challenge because I'm literally explaining to people what I'm doing as I'm journaling it. So it's a little bit excessive, but usually journaling by myself only takes me 10 to 15 minutes. And it taking the time to sit down and write down what you're feeling and what you're thinking, and then making a little list. Especially, I was talking this morning on the challenge about how taking time to write down a few quips about what you're grateful for makes those things, the experience, last longer. Like I wrote down that I'm really grateful that the days are longer now, and I never take time to appreciate that. And taking time to appreciate it literally gives you more time with that thing rather than it just passing you by super quickly. It's like eating mindfully. You eat food without paying attention to it, it's going to feel like it happened faster. You eat food while you're truly paying attention to it, slowing down, enjoying each bite, that's going to feel like you've slowed down time, even if you took the same amount of time to eat that food. The same with journaling. If you are going all the time, busy, 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 doing the same stuff day in and day out, it's hard to not feel like the days are blurring together and time is moving quite quickly. But whenever I take time to sit down and journal, it feels like I've gotten hours back in my day somehow, even if it's just 10 minutes, because I'm like, I know what's happening. It's like you ground yourself and then therefore have a time machine to slow down the experience of what's happening around you. So that's very helpful. And I think outside of keeping my mind clear and staying focused, that's one of the most important things. And it keeps you present in what's actually real versus and what's reality versus your thoughts, which I think is really important. And then the last reason that I'm doing this is to discover things about myself and teaching others in the process. And even just today, like I've only done the journal challenge publicly twice now. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 8 a.m. sharp. But I realized that yesterday I wrote a to-do list and I got done a lot of things, but there were a few things on my to-do list that I didn't get done. And I then had to explain in the journaling live, like, hey, here's the reason I didn't get this done. And what are we going to do differently today? And that's teaching me a lot about my own little habits that I still have just kind of put to the side and little procrastination things that I do or little not accountable things that I do. So it's going to teach me a lot about myself. And it's also going to teach me, like, do I really want the things that I say I want? Because I'm journaling about them every day. But if I'm not showing up for them, what do I actually want? And I think it's going to help me discover a whole bunch about what I want to do, how I want to help people, the content I want to make in the future. And just really, like, I'm throwing a lot of stuff out there right now because I just want to find out what's next for me. What are my next steps? And I think the only way to do that is to take super messy action and see what sticks. So that's what I'm doing it. But then also, and I think journaling is really helpful for discovering that, journaling daily about your thoughts and sort of things, you're going to get insights that you didn't maybe have before, because again, when you write it down, you're taking time to create, take abstract thoughts and put it into words, cohesive sentences and ideas and beliefs. And then you can assess those things and go from there. And usually when you write them down, that triggers more thoughts and more ideas. And sometimes you'll draw connections because you can see it and you've written it down and you understand it in a different way rather than it just being jumbled up soup in your brain. But then the other reason I'm doing this, and this is kind of a bonus one, is I want to teach others the process. Like the main reason I'm doing the 30-day challenge outside of my own selfish wants and desires is that I think it'll really help people that watch. And so if you feel like you need to be accountable, you would really love to take up journaling, but you're not sure, come join me on Instagram. It's only 99 cents for the month, for the 30 days. You can cancel at any time. And I'm going to be showing up live every 8 a.m. So if you need someone to be there, you can show up in the subscription feed live at 8 a.m. Plus, I'm going to be posting a lot more content on there, behind the scenes things, more of my artwork, that sort of stuff, probably some content that I'm making on TikTok, lots of things. So if you are interested in just, I don't know, being a little bit more wild, being a bit more of a mess, trying to figure out what your next step is, wanting to journal more, wanting to be more present, check out that subscription and join me along the challenge. I think it's going to teach you a lot. And every day, I'm not only journaling, but I'm going through with you how I plan my days, what the process is, how I'm organizing my thoughts, the questions that I ask that I think help, how I review my week and stuff like that, and how I plan out my weeks and months, because that's going to be a part of it. And also, if I didn't get something done, tackling that challenge rather than just scheduling out altogether. So if that sounds cool to you, join me, follow me on Instagram, bingebreakers_bulimia, and go to the subscription feed, join that, and you'll have access to all that content. So anyway, yeah, I hope that you enjoyed this. The podcast that I'm doing, the next podcast that I'm doing for Friday is going to be about, it's going to be about safe foods and bridge foods that I used in early recovery to help me get to the stage of being able to have things like cereal in my house eventually. So definitely check that out. And I give you some nuanced opinions that aren't all or nothing of like go all in or don't have anything. I give you a little gray area in between. So stay tuned for that. All right, never give up on yourself, my friends. Bye.